on to our workshop portion of the meeting, and then immediately following, we go into our official meeting where we vote. First thing, we do not have any presentations tonight. We do not have any department heads here to report. We do have our city engineer, extensive, he's here to discuss resolutions pertaining to public works. We do not have any capital discussion tonight, correct?
Right.
Okay. So the following items are scheduled for action immediately following our workshop. We will be approving our minutes from January 9th, 2020 regular meeting. We do not have any introductions of new ordinances. However, we do have a public hearing and the adoption of ordinance 2020-001, and that is the calendar year 2020 ordinance to exceed the municipal budget appropriation limit and to establish a cap balance. Any comment from that?
No, we do that. Okay.
The next is 2020-002, and that's an ordinance of the City of Ventnor to amending Chapter 38, Police Department, deleting in its entirety Section 38-10, Deputy Chief from the Code of the City of Ventnor. Then we have 2020-03, and that is an ordinance of the City of Ventnor amending Chapter 41, Recreation Commissioner Board of Section 41-7, Recreational Programs and Activities. The next is 2020-004, and that's an ordinance amending Chapter 193, the Code of the City of Ventnor, relative to special events by creating the definition of large events, the procedures to be followed regarding the same. We have two public hearings, hardship street openings. One is 5115 Warwick, and the other is 110 Melbourne.
South Melbourne.
And then we have resolution 094 through 107 that we will be voting on by consent. I'll read what they are briefly. Actually, I'm going to give most of them to Ed, so that they're yours. But which ones are yours, Ed? Is the first one yours, Ed? 2020-094?
Yes, well, that is one we discussed at the last meeting, and this is the resolution.
This is the final piece.
That's correct.
Gotcha. Okay.
Hardship for shootouts.
So that one went through all the public hearing and everything. This is the final, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then the next is 2020-095. That is you.
So the 177 fighter wing is looking to get the new Joint Strike Fighter, the F-35. I believe it is, right? 35. Mm-hmm. The federal government is putting it out there to various bases throughout the country. There was a first round of them. 177 did not get included in that. The Chamber of Commerce, or Greater Lansing Chamber of Commerce, is looking to get support from a lot of municipalities here, business entities, anyone they can get to help this cause of getting this new fighter jet for our region. Most of you know this. If you don't, the 177 is responsible for the eastern coast of the United States from New York City to Washington, D.C. They can get to either of those locations in about 15 minutes. That's from when the alarm goes off. This fighter will supply them with a much newer fighter. The one they're flying in now was one they were flying in when I was in high school. So it's an old fighter. They'd rather get new ones. So this is a resolution that they've asked a lot of municipalities to support, and I think we should certainly do the same. It's not just for, it helps not just the 177. The business that's created around that plane is huge. It creates jobs, it creates businesses around that to maintain that new jet. So 177 is well set up for it, but we want to make sure that message gets out and they need as much support as they need. With that, I would ask that we get that support tonight.
I agree.
Is that good?
Yeah. Good. Okay. The next one I assume is Ed, is 2020-096, and that's a resolution authorizing and setting the fees associated with replacing or purchasing additional recycling and trash parts. Is that just, we have to establish, or if somebody wants to once in replaced because they did walk it up.
Well, the ordinance sets a fee so that we can, so if the residents want additional carts, we can sell them additional carts.
So they would come to us, or they could go right to AC Reg, right?
Yeah, they can come to us.
they have to come up. I got them. Okay.
And that cost is $52 per can for the 95-gallon and $46 per can for the 60.
That's cheap. Is that it? I don't think that's very quick. Don't you have it?
That's what's in our...
Yeah.
That's what's in our documents.
That was in my email. I'm sorry. Can you just check it? Yeah, just check it.
I did.
It's in there.
Yeah.
Is that my email? Okay. Well, I know it's a lot lower if you go out.
No, it's sure. It's not what's in this email.
Oh, well, yeah.
What's the top one? 43 a can. Okay, I got it. Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay.
We're good.
Okay.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. So that's the fee. So they cannot. So then, once we did the whole rollout, they have to purchase additional ones from us.
They want additional ones.
But they can still use the other ones for overload, right?
The old ones.
The old ones. Right.
That is correct.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. Okay, I got you. All right, we're good. All right, the next is 2020-097. And this is authorizing the closing of a boat ramp and authorizing no parking on Ski Beach from Friday, June 12, 2020 to Monday, June 15, 2020 for the Dean Randazzo's Cancer Foundation paddle to a halt.
That's the roundabout.
Yeah, I don't think there's nothing. Everybody okay with that? Okay. Next, 2020-098 is a resolution. We're appointing George R. Brown as the appraiser for the state tax court, not to exceed $5,000. This is something that Bill Brothers talked about the last department head meeting, am I correct?
Yep.
Right. Okay.
Mayor, on that one,
yes.
Maria, I have made some comments regarding that contract. Just make sure that...
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I saw the edits.
Okay.
I'll see that.
We're okay.
Yeah, just the contract that's going to be adopted is going to be as amended.
Yeah, okay. They were actually pretty credible. Yeah.
Okay. Good. So we're good? We're solid? Mm-hmm. All right, the next is 2020-099, and that's authorizing the contract to NRC Inc. Game Time Playground Equipment for the furnishing of the new playground equipment in the amount of $14,677.46. Which playground is this?
This is
the one that's behind the library?
This is additional equipment at the library playground, also at Titus Field playground, and at Fireman's playground. Mika has some of the equipment shown on the screen. So the smaller stuff will be at Fireman's.
Right.
And Titus Field. And the library will get two extra bays of swings. And one tilted sky runner, if you need a look. This one right here.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Great. And so we're authorizing contract with them. Will they be in time for the season?
Yep. The plan is for the season. This resolution authorizes the purchase of the equipment through the state contract.
Great.
There is another resolution later on in the agenda for the installation of the equipment.
Okay. Thanks, Ed. Okay, the next is Resolution 2020-100, and that is the purchase of one surf rake. Is this you, Ed?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so how about I throw it right to you, because this, you're talking rates and models and all that fun stuff. Is this for the beach?
This is for the beach. We are purchasing one new large beach rake to replace one of the rakes. So we currently have two large beach rakes. They are both about 8 years plus old. They are nearing, actually one is ready to be retired, so we're looking to replace that one this year. And then the second one we are looking to purchase is a smaller beach rake that we can use to clean the back beaches behind the boardwalk, between the boardwalk and the street end. About a bigger rake won't fit that.
So this is, the $74,000 is two?
It's two.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, the next is 2020-101, and this is probably obviously you, Ed, as well, awarding a bid for Dorset Avenue Sanitary Sewer Main Replacement?
Yes, ma'am. This is a kind of immediate need that came up in the fall. The sewer collapsed between, on the Dorset Avenue line, between
Calvert and Monmouth. We were able to do a small repair so that we could keep the line in service, but the main needs to be replaced. This project will replace that sewer main from Calvert to Monmouth, replace the sewer laterals, and will also replace the water laterals, and then we will repave the street curb. And hopefully we will have that done before
the summer.
Great, thanks.
Okay, the next is 2020-102, and that is awarding engineering services for design, inspection, and contract management for concrete replacement on various streets in Vetner. But on here it doesn't, this just get, we're awarding this, right?
And this is for professional engineering services.
Okay.
And this is for the streets that South Jersey Gas Company completed their service renewals. Their phase four is what they call it. So it is Surrey, Little Rock, Burley, only certain blocks
okay.
that the gas company did more than five openings. So we're looking to replace damaged or settled gutter and install compliant corner ramps prior to them paving curb cut.
This is our way of, we did it in the first phase at your heights.
Right, I remember, yeah.
We fixed a lot of the drainage problems we had.
Right.
Ponding, different things. We put all the handcuffs.
Right, exactly.
It's the perfect time to do it. All the streets already dug up.
Good. Gotcha. Okay. Okay, the next is resolution 2020-103. That's awarding a bid for Newport Avenue Municipal Parking Lot Improvement. That is the lot that we've been talking about. The lot that,
yeah. That's our
yeah.
small lot.
So it's going to look pretty soon? It'll look pretty.
We are going to clean it up.
Great.
We're going to remove much of the vegetation. It will be repaved. We have lights proposed. And we have more manageable buffering landscaping proposed on the ocean side of the parking.
It's a nice piece of land. Just need to look pretty.
Yes.
Just need to look pretty, Ed.
Well, it'll clean it up for sure.
It'll be more functional. Just won't be pretty. It'll be more functional.
That's good.
Safer.
Lighted.
Easier.
Brighter.
Easier to maintain the parking lot for the municipality.
That's pretty good, man.
Is there any opportunity to get in more spots in the configuration, or is it the same number of spots?
So we end up putting in additional compliant handicap ramps, but the total number of spots ends up being the same.
Good.
That's long overdue.
We're awarding that to Arthur Henry as the locator.
Okay, the next is resolution 2020-104, and that is amending the May 3rd, 2017 agreement to purchase parking meters, equipment, and related services. You good with that?
Yep, this is just fine.
That
allows us to purchase new ones as
needed. Okay, that makes sense. Next is 2020-105. That's requesting a time extension for the 2018 Municipal Aid Program from the New Jersey Department of Transportation. And this one would be Ed?
The reconstruction of Hampshire Drive. It's a 2018 Municipal Aid Grant. DOT requires that we have a contract awarded within 2 years of the grant. We're not able to do that because just prior to us going out to bid for the construction of the street, we had a sewer collapse on that street.
Right.
Investigation revealed that we have to replace the entire sewer line. We want to do that, obviously, before we pay it. So we are requesting that the DMP give us a six-month extension to allow us to redesign the project, include the sewer main portion, and get it out of there, and hopefully more than
that. And this is Hampshire Drive?
Hampshire Drive.
Thank you, Ed. Okay, the next is resolution 2020-106, and this is the one, this is authorizing the installation on the playground.
Correct.
The equipment that we're buying, this is a separate resolution to have it installed.
Yes.
So I think we'll go with that, Tim.
Yes.
Okay.
Good.
Next, resolution 2020-107, and this is awarding the construction for the Pier restroom office building and add alternative one for an amount not to exceed $489,000 to Weatherbid Construction.
Yes.
Right? So we're moving forward.
We are.
Pretty tight here in Ubay.
Yeah.
It'll be a straight line.
So this is just the restroom, Pier office, in that area. We are not, the prices came in just too high. So we do not do the snack stand at this time. We still may do that. We hope to be able to do that. But at this time, we're going to focus on getting the restroom fixed, and that's critical for this summer.
Right, absolutely. Okay.
We have good bids, you know, good response from contractors.
Great.
Yeah, I still think we can go forward with trying to find alternatives for that other building.
I agree.
And then also working on the volunteered for Adirondack chairs for that area. In fact, it's to be accomplished in the summer.
We have a lot of requests for.
We have a lot of.
Basically have plaques put on.
Right. And we can think of that area.
Agreed.
Sounds good to me. Okay, then we will have our.
We have one more. We have.
Oh, that's right. We have one more resolution. Yes, I do. I'm sorry. And this resolution number would be 108. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. So and the last resolution is 2020-108, and that is commissioners appointing the newest school board member, Joseph McDevitt, filling an unexpired term that will expire on 5/15/2022. Okay? We good? All right. Then we will have approval of our bills and payroll, any discussion items. So, now we will open it up for the public, and this is, anyone from the public, you're welcome to come up, state your name and your address, and you can bring up, discuss anything that we've discussed thus far. If you have something totally separate, then that waits to the very end. Anyone? No one? Do I have a motion to open the public portion?
Motion to open the public portion.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone? I see none. Do I have a motion to close the public portion?
Motion to close.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Do I have a motion to close the workshop portion of the meeting?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
First item is approved. The first is, do I have a motion to approve the minutes of January 9th, 2020 regular meeting?
Move to approve those minutes.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Lisa, roll call.
Mr. Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Landgraf?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. I was here for that one. I wasn't here for the second one.
Correct.
Again, make sure. Next is we do not have any introductions of any new ordinances, so we will go to the next, which is a public hearing, 2020-001. Do I have a motion to open public hearing on ordinance 2020-01?
Motion to open public hearing on ordinance 2020-001.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, it is now open to the public if anyone would like to speak on this ordinance. I see none. Do I have a motion to close public portion?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Next is the adoption of ordinance 2020-0020. Do I have a motion to adopt the ordinance?
Motion to adopt ordinance 2020-001.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Landgraf?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next is the public hearing on ordinance 2020-002. Do I have a motion to open public hearing?
Motion to open public hearing on ordinance 2020-002.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
It's now open to the public if anyone would like to speak on this ordinance. You have to state your name and your address, please, sir.
Good evening. My name is Owen Quinones. I'm the PBA president for Local 97.
And your address?
And my address, 26 Stockton Lake, Republic Township.
Thank you.
Good evening, Mayor Holtzman, members of the commission, and citizens of Bethel. Like I said, my name is Owen Quiñones, current president of the Ventnor City PBA Local 97. In regards to the adoption of ordinance 2020-002, which is deleting in its entirety section 38-10, the deputy chief position from the city of Ventnor. What is the basis for this decision, as we believe that you, the commission, enacted this position to form a clear line of succession for this department? Additionally, will you then reinstate the second captain position, which is supplanted by the deputy chief position upon its creation?
This position was, first of all, the organizational chart is the purview of the chief. It's within his contract, right, to create that. He gives us recommendations, and he's either act on them or we don't. This particular position was part of the restructuring that SVP reduced staff. Was his recommendation, and we agree. I don't believe that the position of second captain was discussed or is contemplated.
You covered two things in your statement, am I correct?
Yes.
So you're saying if this gets removed, this title, then you're requesting the commission to add back in the second captain title that existed before the deputy chief.
Yes.
Am I correct?
Yes.
I would suggest we table this.
All right.
Well, you wouldn't have to do that at the same time.
Right, two part.
Right, so we can adopt this.
Adopt this and then deal with the captain.
We can bring it up.
Yeah. All right, one more comment from the member. Our concern with the removal of this position and the possibility of further reductions of effective manpower and supervisors may have a negative effect on the quality of life for the citizens of this community, which our members have always strived to preserve. We would kindly ask you to reconsider and postpone your decision so that our members can discuss this matter with you further at a later date. Thank you for your time and consideration of this matter.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The
deputy captain.
Right.
But I wasn't involved in the discussion for this, were you?
No.
Speak to him briefly, and he did say on prior occasions that you guys were pushed forward to get rid of that position.
Right. I think we should.
I would just, I understand that it's the chief of police department. I understand that it's his right, but I also know that in our tenure, we added a position, and now the position is being deleted, and I think we need to be. So I would like to table it. I don't want this to be voted on because I can't. I'm not comfortable with it.
That's fine. Then just you make a motion to table, and if there's a second vote to table, it's tabled.
Okay. All right. Anyone else? Okay. Anyone else from the public?
Does this, Tim Crozier, 117 or 117, does this deputy chief position add to the number count in the police department, or is it just a title change shift within the group.
The full, the FTE is part of the FTE, Jim.
Okay. So by keeping the deputy chief position, what is the net or the cost to do that?
Well, what would happen is someone would be promoted into that position, and then you have your whole, as you know, what happens. And then, you know, someone gets promoted to lieutenant, the sergeant, and then you backfill a entry level.
So when the captain was made the deputy chief, was another one promoted to captain?
Yes.
Yes.
So,
but there used to be two captains.
And when one of them got promoted to deputy chief,
that went for one captain.
So you didn't backfill.
Right.
So you didn't backfill.
Right.
So what's the net cost by keeping the deputy chief? Because you're not backfilling, you're not adding the body count. I guess it's just a...
Yeah, Maria.
Tim, we went from two captains to one captain and one deputy chief. So it was the same number of slots. The deputy chief is outside of the union. So, it's a negotiated contract or agreement with the deputy. You can probably estimate a 10% increase over the captain.
What would that be
in
dollars?
I don't know. Do you guys know your contract? You probably know your contract better than I do. I don't have it in front of me.
For what? What type of?
So if the captain was making $120,000, he would make deputy chief, it'd be a net cost of $12,000.
Between 10
and
15,000.
Again,
it's an agreement that is done between the city
and
the
deputy. It's about roughly
10%.
Right.
Or more, yeah.
It could be what?
Yeah, it's negotiable, but you know, if I had to guess, I would tell you their contracts, their titles, I think, between each of the officer titles are 10%, I believe, yeah. So
a person would
say you might assume that the deputy chief would also be 10% greater than the captain. But it's not the union, so it could be anything.
But they're not dealing from a position of strength, because you can always eliminate the position if the cost got too high, like you're doing.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So they're not negotiating from a position of strength, because if they came in and asked for $180,000, like you're doing tonight, you always hang over their head, well, we can't, that's too much money, we're just going to eliminate the position. So you have some control, even though it's a negotiation, you do have some control over that cost.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
Anyone else from the public like to speak? No? Do I have a motion to close public hearing?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
For the adoption of the ordinance, I motion to table it. Do I have a second for that?
I'll second that. I think I need a little more information on this.
Then Lisa roll call on seconding this to be tabled.
Commissioner Kriebel?
No.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Okay, then we'll go ahead and move on.
Yes.
Okay, the next is the public hearing on 2020-003, and that is amending Chapter 41 Recreation. Commissioner's Board, Commissioner's Board, Recreation Programs and Activities. So I have an open, a motion to open to the public?
Motion to open the public, ordinance 2020-003.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
It is now open to the public if anyone would like to speak on this ordinance.
Tim Carter, 117 North Somerset. As you know, recreation is very dear to me. What's this ordinance doing? I have a chance to...
So it adds fees for pickleball rentals, tennis courts or pickleball, instructors, sets up all the guidelines for all that.
So it's basically dealing with fees.
Yep.
Okay. I didn't know if it was eliminating programs or
facilities. We just keep adding programs.
Glad to hear.
Tournaments,
yeah. Tournaments and tennis or pickleball.
Pickleball is very hot.
Surfing, thank you.
Yes, surfing, surf camp, pickleball, tennis. Okay, anyone else from the public like to speak on this ordinance? I see none. Do I have a motion to close the public hearing?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Lisa, roll call, please. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Now, adoption of ordinance 2020-003. Do I have a motion to adopt the ordinance?
Motion to adopt ordinance 2020-003.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. The next is a public hearing on ordinance 2020-004, and this is relative to the special event, creating the definition of large events, the procedures that have to be followed. Do I have a motion to open this public hearing?
Motion to open public hearing on 2020-004.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone from the public like to speak on this? I see none. Do I have a motion to close the public hearing?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Next is the adoption of ordinance 2020-004. Do I have a motion to adopt the ordinance?
Motion to adopt ordinance 2020-004.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Crevel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. The last public hearing of the night is on two hardship street openings. One is 5115 Boardwalk and the other is 110 South Melbourne. Do I have a motion to open the public hearing?
Motion to open public hearing on two street opening hardships.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone from the public like to speak on this? I see none. Do I have a motion to close?
Hold on. Oh. Is there anyone here from 5115 Boardwalk? Did we do these already?
Yes.
We did the discussion
last. Okay. Got it. All right.
Chris Balancing was here.
Yep,
he had another hearing.
Yes.
So,
okay.
We're good, Tim?
Yes.
Tim M? Okay. Where was it? You messed me up now. Okay.
Close public hearing.
Do I have a motion to close public hearing?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, the next is the resolutions we will be voting on by consent. It is 2020-094 through 2020-018. Do I have a motion to adopt the resolutions by consent?
So I'll make a motion to adopt resolutions 2020-094 through 107 by consent.
Do I have a second for that?
Second.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Crevel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Okay. The last resolution is 108. Do I have a motion to adopt resolution 2020-108?
So moved.
Do I have a second? I'll second it. Lisa, roll call.
Commissioner Crevel?
No.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Okay. Next we have our payrolls and bills. Our CFO, Al, will you please give us the amount?
Yes, the amount for the bill list was $5,642,138.18. And the amount for payroll is $496,993.78.
Do I have a motion to approve bills and payrolls and the amount stated by our CFO?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Crevel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Okay, next is announcements and safety reports. Do you have anything there right now? No? Last up?
No.
We're good? Okay. The next are our commissioner comments and reports.
I have a couple, just real quick. Yeah. I don't want to take too much time. These hardship street openings that we'll be going through, I've asked Ed, and I think Lisa's working with him and Al. We're going to amend that process. I think Tim's working on it as well.
I am. It's on my to-do list.
Okay. So we're going to make this a little bit easier. This is very cumbersome for people to come in to do this. So we're going to do it. We're going to rely a lot on Ed, which I'm very comfortable with, reviewing these applications. So they only have to come here once for us to do it, if even at all, right?
Right.
So we may be able to do it administratively.
Streamlining
a bit, yeah. The way they're repairing these cuts now is much better than they were years ago. So I'm comfortable with that. And a lot of the times, we're forcing these guys to do it.
Right.
Because we're repairing old connections.
Bless you.
Repairing old water and sewer connections that we want to do.
Right. It's a good policy.
It is.
And
so
the process right now is almost in place.
It's 2 months.
Even though we have the two meetings, it's 2 months. I think it takes too long.
Quick update on that. And then also, sober living facilities, there's a couple articles in the paper recently. I have been in very close contact with Senator Mazzia's office, his chief of staff, can't call her last name, Charity. It's her first name. We've had again today. Hopefully in the next couple of weeks, we'll be setting up meetings to talk with the lawmakers, the legislators at the state level, to get our feelings heard, our concerns heard regarding the sober living facilities in our community. Atlantic City, you see, is doing the same thing. So I've spoken with Councilman Kurtz from Atlantic City, and we're on the same page of what we're trying to do. So we're trying to just move that ball forward. Just want to give you guys an update.
And special thanks to our inspecting, our staff, the fire department, for their really thorough report of what the minimum standards should be for any type of facility like that that has a larger capacity, in a home. So Halpin and
Who's the other one? I'm sorry.
Ian Zellick.
Okay.
Both did a fantastic job of really finding out what best practices are.
Right. Good. So, I would use those as tools to take to the assemblyman, and Senator Brown's often helped as well, so he's been very helpful. So we will be moving that forward, our concerns with regard to sober living and how they're operating in our community.
Sounds good.
That's all I have.
Okay. You're good? Okay. I'm just going to make mention quickly, you'll see some people in the public and the taxpayers may see things in the paper that our school liaison to Atlantic City High School reached out to me early this morning to let me know that the Atlantic City High School student tuition will be increasing. The increase is $2,300. It is a 14% increase, and the amount of students that we have going there is $1 million increase for Ventnor in 1 year. So just to let the public know that I've actually reached out to Senator DiMaggio and Senator Brown. I did get a chance to talk to the assemblyman before I left my other office today. And I put a call in to the superintendent of the Atlantic City School District. And I wanted my plan is to set up a meeting with the superintendent, the state monitor, if the school has overseen, and our business administrator, the school business administrator, and go from there, because $1 million is absolutely seen, and we're going to fight hard against it. At the same time, we have the county superintendent who has issued an efficiency letter to the school, and in one sentence, it stated that they should increase school budget should be increased by the 2% cap because they have a reduced amount of revenue. And then the next line goes on to say of areas that should be cut. So when I read something that makes no sense to me, I have a problem with it. So just so the residents of Ventnor know that we, the commission, are not just laying down and accepting the increase blindly, and we're going to fight as far and as long as we can, because $1 million increase on the school is about 6 cents, $0.05 to $0.06. And we, the commission and the department head and everyone working on our team, we have fought too hard to keep the taxes down the last 2 years. And they're going to have to be able to justify where this craziness came from. Okay, so that's all I have at this point. And the next is our public comment section, where you can get up and you can discuss anything, because we already handled the piece of the things that we voted on. So do I have a motion to open to the public?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, now it's open to the public. If anyone here would like to speak on anything that we did not discuss tonight? Yes, come on up, come up. State your name, your address.
Hello, everyone. My name is Sandy Dickerson. I actually live at 210 Upland Avenue in Absecon here in Atlantic County. And I'm here representing the New Jersey State Second Amendment Sanctuary Movement that's going across the state, as well as the Atlantic County representative. If you haven't heard and are unaware, I'm representing the law-abiding citizens of Atlantic County. And we have come up with a sample resolution that we would like to present to our elected officials, asking you to stand with us, that you agree with us in supporting the Second Amendment. Just as when you were sworn in, you raised your hand and you took that oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of New Jersey, we are asking you to do so now. Currently, there's been some laws that have been passed that as law-abiding citizens, we feel that they are unconstitutional. One being specifically the Red Flag Law. There's no due process with the Red Flag Law. And you are guilty until proven innocent. So we don't agree with that, and we want to be able to change that, hopefully eventually in the future. But right now, there are currently 44 bills that are in Trenton that they're looking to pass. And so by you stating that you would stand with us, supporting the Second Amendment, it'll be easier for us to go forward and to go to Trenton and say that you support us. We'll have a little bit more leverage there. So what this resolution is there's a sample that I have here tonight that I can leave with you.
You can give it to our solicitor.
That would be wonderful. I also have a copy of the Egg Harbor Township resolution that they adopted just a couple of weeks ago. This movement is a total grassroots movement. We are a nonpartisan community organization, and we're only 2 months old, and we are spreading very quickly. We have 31 townships that have adopted the resolution, as well as 6 counties, possibly 7. There was one freehold meeting tonight, and it was looking very likely that they would pass it, as well as Atlantic County. We've been to the freeholder meetings several times, and it's looking very good that the Atlantic County freeholders should be passing it as well. So I have those 2 copies here for you tonight. I also have my contact information that if anyone was to have questions, I'll do my very best to work with you and help you and answer questions. So again, I just ask you that if you would please take this into consideration and that you would stand with us in supporting the Second Amendment.
Thank you for coming to that. You can do that to Mr. McGuire.
Thank you
so much for hanging out the whole night.
Good evening. Roger Dutch, 315 Pennsylvania Avenue in Abseek, New Jersey. I just want to say a little bit about what Sam was mentioning. As a combat disabled veteran, it's pretty hard for me to like almost beg people to really look at this hard and give it a lot of thought. From the research I did, correct me if I'm wrong, you all get appointed and hired as commission, not through Democratic Party.
We're nonpartisan, correct.
So that's great, because a lot of times I'll stand there and say this is nonpartisan. It's not a Democrat, Republican, independent issue. This is simply protecting our Second Amendment rights. And we all, even the normal citizens of walking the streets, have the power to protect our Second Amendment rights. What we need is support. We need support from all the towns, we need support from the counties, because only a few can accomplish small things, but a lot of us, and the backing of it, we can accomplish better things. If you're not familiar with the law, she mentioned 44 or in a barrel and going down the turnpike right now. And a lot of laws in the past, if you really do the homework and look at it and research it, out of 1,000 laws, some of them have been passed 3 times. Things are getting signed off in Trenton in the last few years, the stroke of a pen, not even realizing that it's already been law. It's already been this. It seems like in political times, it's easy to attack law-abiding citizens and gun owners. And I don't want to emphasize on guns. To me, it's about the Second Amendment. And with that is the right to bear arms. So it's all together. I get it. But I really, really want it to be really looked at. And if there's any questions, you can reach out to anyone in the Second Amendment Sanctuary group, and we'll be more than willing to come and speak and get documentation and facts. I've had travel around quite a few meetings now, and I'm seeing more and more people that oppose it only coming with fear and how they feel. And that's fine. We all have that right, and so do I. But I like facts. And the fact is that many of these laws are doing nothing but hurting law-abiding citizens. That's a fact. I just saw it brought up on TV the other day, and I had to research and look at it. They came out with the no gun zone law. And it never dawned on me until I realized it, that there's a lot of crimes, massive crimes, happening in those zones. Maybe because criminals that don't follow laws, or what we call criminals, know there's not going to be anyone around there for that time. So I don't want to ramble on about guns and this and that. I'm sure you all know and heard. But I do like to use an analogy. Our group just started December.
December 23rd.
And we're growing like weeds because we are the Garden State, right?
That's right.
But it's just amazing, and I'm glad that I got involved and seeing, you know, got me here to speak in other places, because I have people that I never in my life thought would support this, because they're always so focused on one thing. But when it comes down to it, we want our Second Amendment protected. That's it. I'm tired of it getting chipped away and feathered away and tweaked to how they want it, and then someone else will work around the system. No, we want it protected. Thank you.
Thank you for your service.
Hi, my brother. Christian Guerrero, 5508 Edgewater Avenue.
How are you, Christian?
I'm here to speak on behalf of Sandy and all Second Amendment supporters and gun owners. I think it's crazy what's going on in this state, and I'm coming to the point in my life where I'm ready to start a family and, you know, move out and, you know, enter that next chapter in life, and I cannot see myself living in this state knowing that my Second Amendment rights end when I walk out the door. That baffles my mind. It's mind-boggling. I just really would hope you guys would truly consider this. It's like a dire situation to me. That's how I see it. We have President Trump coming out and saying, they were talking about due process is totally out the window. The Fourth Amendment is just, nobody cares. The red flag laws that have been passed, and people are dying because of it, because someone says, you know, this guy's not fit to have a gun. Let's go in there and there's a firefight and someone's dead. Donald Trump is the leader of the Republican Party, and he's coming out saying that's the issue. It's just, I don't know, take it out of it. It is what it is. That's where we're at today.
Thanks.
It's pretty crazy.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Good Mayor Holtzman and City Commissioners, my name is Sharon Eaton. I live at 5911 Winchester Avenue, and I'm here in opposition to our city, and I think I'm the only resident here, adopting such a resolution, and I have a prepared statement. We are facing a gun crisis in this country that takes 100 lives every single day and injures 100 people, injures 200 people more. The state of New Jersey has one of the strongest gun laws in the nation. Nationally, there are 11.9 deaths per 100,000 people. Because of New Jersey's strong and fair gun laws, New Jersey has almost half of that, 5.3 deaths by gun per 100,000 people. 95% of voters support background checks on all gun sales, and 85% of voters nationwide support red flag laws. Deaths by guns not only includes crime of passion, but people suffering from depression, who see no other way out but to take their own life. When guns are easily accessible, the likelihood of death by guns increases. A week and a half ago, I had an opportunity to speak to Atlantic County Sheriff Eric Scheffler, and he stated that the Second Amendment gun sanctuary resolutions are legally meaningless. Meaningless, he said, and law enforcement officers will follow and enforce state and federal laws as they carry out their duties to protect us. He also told me that red flag laws have several steps that must be followed, including a court review, before a gun is legally taken away from a resident who might harm themselves or others. It's not like officers just come in and take guns away. Our laws are fair, sound, protect our citizens, and they are in accordance with our Constitution. As a wife, mother, grandmother, and lover of my neighbors, I must say that I'm really intimidated by these resolutions. And I do know it's before Atlantic County freeholders right now, but they have not come to a decision. They are setting the resolution. I believe these resolutions undermine the rule of law, foster distrust in law enforcement, and may deter people from reporting individuals who may hurt themselves or others. I can't imagine vacationers being on our boardwalk or the beach, or me taking my grandkids to the new playground with people packing. I just, it really upsets me. So, and Bennett has a wonderful police department. I'm so proud of the three firefighters who were sworn in tonight. I've seen them. I've seen them in my neighborhood, and they respond very quickly. Bennett's not a hunting place, so there's no need for these resolutions. They're meaningless, and I hope they don't become a part of what our city is, because between the taxes and guns, it would be very hard to continue here, living here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm Ann Bowman, 69 Union Chamber Drive in Summers Point. I don't usually like to mess around with other people's towns, but you're not that far away. And I am opposed to the Second Amendment resolutions that are creating an intense sense of agitation in the public that there are rights being taken away which are not being taken away. Law-abiding citizens are still allowed to have their guns, but they've done a nice job of marching up the state and showing up in force in many cases. And those of us who have silently been not paying attention suddenly go, oh my gosh, now this is happening literally in my backyard. And so I did show up to the Atlantic County Freeholder meeting, and there were many people there who were also against, because it's important that those of us who do not support this show up, because if we don't show up, then there's this sense that only the gun rights people have the last word. And nobody's taking guns away from people who are capable of owning them legally. And we all know that there are guns that are not fit for human at this point. People who want to have guns that are not necessary for any recreation or personal safety that are allowed. And we have law, we have legal laws that allow things that are actually somewhat insane. So for people to fear that gun laws are taking away what you already have, I think that's wrong. That's a misrepresentation, and I think it brings a lot of tension to an area, particularly like you just said, you know, people coming to the beach, etc. And to show some, to have this kind of discussion, even now when it's off season, a lot of people who live here are not here, it gives the impression that suddenly that we're an open carry area, which we're not. And the resolutions do not mean anything, yet they do create a tension in public opinion, and I feel that that's very divisive, and things are divisive enough, so I'm just...
Thank you. I don't want to stop anyone else from speaking, however, we have not even seen...
I understand.
So, I mean, I think we should close this because I don't want to go back and forth all night long, and it's not a debate. We've heard from whoever we needed to hear from. We, the commission, have not yet even looked at the document that we're being asked to look at. So, you know, instead of spending too much time on this, Commissioner Langraff, Commissioner Preble, and myself, we are at a handicap here because you're all talking about something that we need to look at, and then we need to discuss it with our solicitor. So not that I'm trying to blow anyone off, but
there's nothing on our agenda.
It hasn't even. I understand your concern, but and there's no action, and anything that we're going to ever even vote on or discuss, it is posted on the city website what is going to be discussed that night at the meeting. And that really would be the time, if you know what I mean. This is hitting me blindside right now. Okay.
With respect, David Livingston, 600 A North Victoria Avenue, Bedford. And I'm not going to speak to the resolution itself because many of us have not seen it yet. However, the idea of a municipality adopting a resolution which would apply to and is affected by state law and federal law is absolutely ludicrous. It does not make any sense at all.
to most reasonable citizens.
And that's probably why the sheriff made the statement he said.
And there is, it's correct.
Right.
The actual practice that our local law enforcement would be putting into effect here changes nothing. They will do the same thing. The red flag laws are still going to be in effect. The no carry laws are still going to be in effect. Nothing is going to change. I would suggest to the people who are going to want to propose this resolution to take their fight to the proper authorities, go to the state legislature, go to the federal government, talk to our elected officials all up and down the state and in Congress, and resolve your issues that way. Do not bring it to my Shore community that I respect, which has phenomenal law enforcement, a phenomenal lifestyle. But one of the things that we are subject to in our beautiful little community here is misinformation, because we're bombarded from all sources. This resolution means nothing, but there are people out here in our community who will believe that if you adopt this type of resolution, that it's okay to walk down Dorset Avenue and go into Ventnor Coffee with a sidearm. And it's not going to be all right. But there are people who will believe that, and they will end up in trouble over that. They will end up causing our police department to be doing things they shouldn't have to be doing, only due to misinformation. Thank you.
I know. I got you. Thank you. Okay.
So you're saying I can't talk again?
You know what? It's not that we can't. We limit the public comment to like
three minutes
per person. And I don't want it, like I said, I don't want it to become a forever debate. Did you talk about this yet?
No.
Because if you talk about this, you don't get it.
I have my work just a moment.
I'm teasing you.
But I do want to caution you, Mayor Holtzman. I know you enjoyed the swearing in tonight, but I have to caution you, there's a downside to that. That when you start marrying kids that you babysat or coach, you begin to realize how old you are.
So there's
another side to that story that I want to
bring up. You're so right.
I do want to compliment Mr. Stinson on referring to the ball fields as Titus Field. It's nice to see the history and condition and what that facility is actually called being used, and not just the ball field.
We're working on that sign too.
Good. And with heart valve replacements and knee replacements, also what those is hearing. So Commissioner Langgraf, when you spoke about the Fisher Pier contract, of what it included and what it didn't include,
okay,
I couldn't hear you.
Okay.
That was my fault.
So next time you come, Tim, we have
a device to put it in.
Put them in.
I refuse to use
it. Okay.
Whether they make me hop on and cut this short 2 minutes, I didn't know that point.
Hey, Timmy, we came a long way since Metro Pirates.
Yes.
I know.
So they're right here.
And mentally, the knee replacement, the heart valve, that's
the whole nine years. So just to be clear, what we awarded tonight was just the restroom and the pier office in that, where the bathroom is now. We did not do the snack stand out on the second pump out. We want to get the restrooms built.
I'm glad to hear that. But I also like just again, while it's a subject matter, is to do something with what was referred to as the bullpen out in the end, to try to do that sometime in the future as well.
I don't know if we're looking at that. That's something that
I think that's a big plus for the older people to get out of the sun or the weather. Again, Margate is extending their efficient beer. That's going to be a competitive situation.
What am I telling you for?
And then the last thing I have is, I just have to comment, is I'm a little surprised that there wasn't any discussion on the ordinance to eliminate the deputy chief under the workshop agenda, or under the workshop portion of the meeting, because that's the purpose of the workshop, is to discuss those things. So I was a little surprised that there wasn't discussion there, and it waited to the actual commission meeting to have that discussion. That's the purpose of the workshop, is to kick those things around beforehand. So I was just surprised.
Thank you. Do I have a motion to close the public comment?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Do we have an executive session, Tim?
Well, we can. I know that people have events they have to go to, which is fine. There's one issue to that one.
Okay.
We'll do it.
We do have an executive session, which means the public has to leave. Are we taking action on anything, or can then go home?
Then if you go home, we will not be taking action.
Then if you can go home.
New Jersey Public Meetings Act permits discussion of certain matters within the executive session as an exception to certain provisions of said law. Benton City Board of Commissioners wishes to discuss certain matters which qualify as exceptions to executive session, in executive session. No action binding upon the Board of Commissioners will be taken within executive session, and the discussion conducted in closed session will be disclosed to the public when legally permitted, when the public interest can no longer be served by keeping such matters confidential. Matters to be discussed are potential litigation, class action, opioid litigation, and the sand stock
market. That would be the last speech test.
Correct. Yes.
Can you reprint that or something?
It seems bigger.